Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show. It's finally here. Football's 59th finis. And thank goodness it's almost here. The final game of the NFL football season gets underway around 5:35 p.m. or so Sunday afternoon on Fox. I admit to being old enough to have remembered watching the very first Super Bowl game in 1967. Oh yeah, I'm that old. The NFL's Green Bay Packers clobber the AFL's Kansas City Chiefs 35-10 in the cavernous Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. That first game was not even close to being a sellout. The attendance was listed at 61,946. That was the lowest attended Super Bowl game until last year's game in Las Vegas, where 61,629 showed up. At least it was a sellout for that particular stadium in Las Vegas. For fairness sake, I did exclude the 2020 COVID Super Bowl game where only 24,000 people were allowed to space out in Tampa Bay's stadium. It was also Tom Brady's final Super Bowl victory as his new team, the Buccaneers, defeated, yes, the Kansas City Chiefs in February 2021. Inflation, anyone? Ticket prices for that very first title game back in January 1967 went for just $12. According to the U.S. inflation calculator, that ticket would be priced at $112 this week in New Orleans. Well, I attended one Super Bowl game, Super Bowl XX in New Orleans, in January 1986. Thank you to my good friend Will for that ticket. The Chicago Bears won their first and only Super Bowl game by destroying New England 46-10. That game's best remembered as the game where Chicago's 300-plus-pound defensive lineman William the Refrigerator Perry rumbled in for a late rushing touchdown for the Bears. That 1986 Super Bowl ticket of mine shows a list price of $75. Based on that inflation calculator in 2025, that $75 ticket would be priced this week at $225. And that would be a bargain this weekend in New Orleans, though. The lowest stated price for a nosebleed ticket for Sunday's game between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs is $800. Oh, by the way, if you're going to the game and need a hotel room, well, those are priced at just $500 to $1,500 a night with a minimum three-day stay in the metro New Orleans area. And you'll probably end up paying about $10,000 between your ticket, air, local transportation, hotel, and food during your stay in New Orleans. Nothing like good old supply and demand, huh? After Sunday night's game, football goes into hibernation until August. After all the hoopla surrounding Sunday night's game between Philadelphia and Kansas City, the NFL and college football is going to disappear from us from the sports stage until August. Expect Fox Sports and ESPN to try to convince us that the UFL, the United Football League's spring football games beginning in March, will almost be as good. Well, don't fall for it. Sunday evening's game will attract more than 100 million TV viewers. The UFL management would be high-fiving themselves if they can only average 1% of that number, a million a week, for their televised games this spring. Some of my former co-workers would actually get a little bit depressed for a few weeks following the conclusion of pro football's big finale. But not me. I think it's time to put that toy back into the box and happily bring it back out in 6 months. Football has been very wise to remember that less is best. 6 months of hibernation helps to renew your enthusiasm for the game once again. We all look forward to football season knowing that cooler fall weather is also on the way. So what should you expect this Sunday evening? Forget about watching the multitude of those pregame shows before the game, even if you're hosting a Super Bowl party at your home. Instead, turn the TV over to NBC and watch the final round of the rowdy Phoenix Open Golf Tournament. What? He said watch golf on Super Bowl Sunday? You'll thank me later, because you're going to observe tens of thousands of very boisterous golf fans encircling the famous 16th hole at the TPC of Scottsdale, Arizona. Those people are rather lubricated, and they'll cheer and boo and be a whole lot more fun than watching hours of those never-ending NFL pregame shows on the other channel. And Sunday's golf tournament will finish up about 30 minutes prior to the start of the football game, and you'll be fully ready for the football kickoff within a half an hour. Now let's set the stage for Sunday evening's big game. The NFC champs, the 14-3 Philadelphia Eagles, are a 1.5-point underdog to the two-time defending champions of the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 15-2. Just 2 years ago, the same two teams were playing in the big game, with the Chiefs taking down the Eagles 38-35. So revenge is very much on the mind of the Philadelphia Eagle players and their intensely enthusiastic fans. On paper, these two football teams are very much alike. Both have top-rated defenses. Philadelphia was number 2 in the NFL this year, allowing just a little under 18 points per game. Kansas City wasn't far behind at number 4, as the Chiefs allowed just a little over 19 points a game. Offensively, though, there is a disparity between the two teams, which is a bit more significant. Philadelphia's offense features the new Offensive Player of the Year, Saquon Barkley. That 2,000-yard rusher helped propel the Eagles' offense to more than 27 points a game. That's number 7 overall in the NFL. But Kansas City's offense was rather pedestrian this year. They finished number 15 out of 32 NFL teams, scoring almost 5 points a game less than Philadelphia. Based purely on those statistics, Philadelphia would appear to have an advantage in this Sunday's game. But don't forget about the NFL referees! The NFL desperately wants to downplay the fact that Kansas City has won an incredible number of very close games this season. The Chiefs are a statistically improbable 11-0 in games decided by 7 points or less. Now, NFL viewers who are not supporters of Kansas City will frequently mention that the two-time defending champions have received a lot of timely calls or non-calls from the referees over the last year. And as you might expect, the league is vehemently denying that allegation. In 2024, Kansas City was penalized just 45 times. Their opponents received 58 flags, or 29% more, during those games. Your wise observers, though, will understand that it is not the number of penalties being called as much as when those penalty decisions are being made or not made during the game. Will NFL referees think twice before throwing a questionable penalty flag against Philadelphia at a crucial moment on Sunday evening? Here's something to watch for. Keep your eyes on Patrick Mahomes. If the Kansas City quarterback decides to run the ball beyond the line of scrimmage on Sunday evening, expect Philadelphia's defenders to lower the boom on him. That's right. Eagles defenders are going to expect to receive a personal foul if they barely hit the talented opposing quarterback. So if you know that as a given, Philly's defenders are going to tee off and get their 15 yards worth on Sunday night. Count on it. Now, commercially speaking, Sunday night's game is going to generate a lot of money. I read a published report on Friday indicating that $1.4 billion is going to be legally wagered in the United States on Sunday night's football game. And that does not include thousands of friendly cash wagers in office pools and those Super Bowl square games. A significant portion of Sunday's television audience will be comprised of people watching the game for the unique and hopefully entertaining commercials. Yes, those very pricey ads jumped another $1 million in cost per 30 seconds this season. Sunday evening's commercials are going to cost advertisers a cool $8 million per half minute. That is a 14% rise in just 1 year. Yeah, it is good to be the king. And then there's the halftime show. Are you going to tune in? Are you going to tune out? Now, I'm told that a gentleman by the name of Kendrick Lamar will be performing at halftime of Sunday evening's football game. Now, at first, I thought that Kendrick Lamar might have been a power forward who once played for the Los Angeles Lakers. However, further research indicated that this particular Kendrick Lamar is a Grammy Award-winning rapper who appeals to the under-40 age demographic. After learning more about the halftime artist talent, I have been unsuccessful in finding a specific type of betting line for Sunday's halftime show. Therefore, I am establishing the Swamp Swami unofficial over-under of plus or minus 15 for the number of times that the television network censor is going to have to hit the profanity dump button during Mr. Lamar's four-song halftime set. I'll be spending my time at halftime wrapping some tasty foods into a few slices of bread to enjoy during this mid-game break. And now, at long last, it's time for our final predictions. Fox Sports television analyst Tom Brady is going to tell TV viewers that he is still a better quarterback than either Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs or Jalen Hurts of the Eagles. Number two, speaking of the Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts, the words tush push will be used by the Fox television announcers no fewer than five times during the game. The game's referees are going to be escorted onto and off of the field in a Brink security truck. Okay, I'm making it up. And President Trump is going to be attending Sunday's game in New Orleans. Do not be surprised if he issues a new executive order renaming the nearby Mississippi River as the Big Beautiful MAGA Canal. Okay, back in August, I predicted that Kansas City will not win its third straight NFL title this year. Well, I'm down to just one team to handle the job for me. So with that, my final score prediction: Philadelphia 34, Kansas City 21. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm Swamp Swami.